And now this is a dictation for Erhard, R-H-A-R-D, Menzel, M-E-N-Z-E-L, April 1242. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R-775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, a follow-up for Mr. Menzel. Advanced renal failure. Last visit April comes accompanied with wife. Stable COPD. Doing physical therapy. Has not required any oxygen. Saturation on room air on activity is above 90%. Uses inhalers, no CPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, complaining of right-sided claudication symptoms. The last few months, negative deep vein thrombosis on Doppler. There is, however, moderate to severe arterial disease, probably at the level of aortoiliac. Is supposed to see vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, November 23. He also has inability to walk the normal way on the left side. He has to forcefully walk on his toes. At rest, however, he has normal plantar as well as dorsal flexion of the ankle. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. There is multiple bruises. He gets RNS for anemia, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, underlying T-cell large granular lymphoma. Recent liver testing elasticity shows early liver abnormalities. Other review system is negative. Medications for blood pressure, amlodipine, metoprolol. Today, weight 196, blood pressure by nurse 155/70, COPD, emphysema abnormalities, tachypnea, but normal oxygenation, no localized RALS wheezes, no pleural effusion, has bilateral carotid bruit, has loud aortic systolic murmur, appears regular, no pericardial rap, no situs tenderness, minor edema, lower extremities, superficial erosions, decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.87, which is progressively worse, representing a GFR 35, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. There is anemia 10.6, large MCB 121, elevated neutrophils, and monocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3B, slowly progressive, at the same time, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis, underlying T-cell lymphoma, followed with Dr. Sahai on treatment. Next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate. Nutrition is acceptable. New comorbidity, peripheral vascular disease, as indicated above, and some kind of abnormalities on the left foot or ankle. chemistries to be done in a regular basis. He has extensive atherosclerosis. Come back on the next 4 months, end of dictation.